My guest today is Donovan Brown. Donovan, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. And yourself, David?
I'm doing great.
What do you do? I am a senior program manager for DevOps here at Microsoft. So yeah. I'm responsible for the DevOps experience that our customers have on TFS and also on Visual Studio Team Services or VSTS.
Excellent. So DevOps is kind of an interesting thing.
It is.
It's dev and it's ops, right?
Yeah,
there's developers and there's the back end, the IT pro guys.
Absolutely.
And you kind of branch that, right?
So what I'm responsible for is the entire experience that you have on those two products. So basically, TFS is for on-prem. Okay. VSTS is our basically TFS.
Okay, let's say what those acronyms are.
Oh, TFS stands for Team Foundation Server, and VSTS stands for Visual Studio Team Services. They're essentially the same product, but one of them that you install yourself and maintain, which is TFS, and then one that we host for you in the cloud, which is VSTS.
All right.
Right. So yeah, it's good to clarify those. And what we want to do with those tools is enable DevOps for our customers, and I'm responsible for making sure that we have the best experience that we can when it comes to DevOps. And one of the first things that I was asked to do when I joined the team was, being a DevOps PM, we need you to define DevOps. Exactly.
A lot of people have attempted,
and when they first asked me that question, I could have just gone ahead and said, you know what, I'm just going to go search for someone else's definition, but I didn't want to do that.
No.
I've been a developer. Exactly, right? I could have done that, but I think that's not really what they're asking me to do. I have been a developer for over 20 years. I've been around the block. I worked for companies like Compaq Computers. I've seen a lot of different development. And I was a process consultant for 7 years before I joined Microsoft. And I had been helping companies develop and implement DevOps long before we had a cool name for it. So what I wanted to do was reflect over my time as a developer and first ask myself the question, why is DevOps so hot right now? Because it's everywhere you look, right? There's DevOps conferences. There's a lot of books out there right now. Before I defined what DevOps was, I wanted to talk about, why is it the hottest topic? I felt once I understood that, I'd be able to give a much more articulate definition. And what's interesting is I reflected over my career and I was thinking, I think the reason that DevOps is hot right now is because it's what hurts the most right now. What I mean by that is historically, I've been on projects that were late.
Yep.
I've been on projects that were over budget. I've been on projects that were buggy. I've been on projects that only delivered half the functionality.
So I can't believe I didn't see you all these projects.
You've been on those same
projects,
right?
Apparently we were on the same ones.
Exactly. And I was thinking, so the reason that it's important now is because we've gotten better at writing software, right? We have Agile and Scrum and Kanban and test-driven development. So what our teams are able to do is they're able to produce value, but they're not able to deliver the value.
That's where
DevOps is going to come in. So after I understood that, I was able to articulate DevOps into a very simple sentence, which is DevOps is the union of people, process, and products to enable the continuous delivery of value to your end users. That's the goal.
I love it.
The goal is to be able to say, we have value that we've just produced in this product, and we want to be able to deliver that as soon as we possibly can to our end users. And a lot of customers are struggling with that.
Sure.
And that's where we're able to come in with tools like TFS and VSTS to enable that. So it's kind of interesting that we talk about people, process, and products, because here at Microsoft, we produce the products that are going to allow you to shape your process to enable your people to do amazing things.
Yep.
And what I really like about working here at Microsoft is we're the only vendor that has everything that you need to create a DevOps pipeline. Because if you think about it, we have to worry about tracking the work.
Okay.
So you have to have a place to store your requirements, and
sure.
We have that.
Yeah.
You have to have the ability to stand up an infrastructure to which you want to host your application. So let's say, for example, I want to run an application inside of a Windows machine inside of IIS.
Sure.
So what I'm going to have to be able to do, and we can use a technique called infrastructure as code, that allows us to define as code in a text file what the infrastructure should look like. We can then give that to a tool, and it'll go out into Azure and literally spin up a Windows machine for us just like I described that I needed,
right,
without a human being having to go into the portal and clicking around.
We can automate that process.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And so we can do dev and QA and prod exactly the same way, and it's less error-prone because there's no human beings involved.
Right.
A human being defines what they want, and we let the tools turn around and turn it into reality, including not only spinning up the VM, but even installing IIS, installing, opening the right ports, like port 80, making sure the right version of the .NET framework are on there,
sure,
all done for you through configuration as code, which kind of is married to infrastructure as code. And then after you have the infrastructure, then you want to be able to basically deploy your application there. And we have tools that allow you to deploy web deploy, NuGet packages, DAC packs, MSIs,
right,
whatever binary that you want.
That's where it doesn't have to be a Windows machine.
It doesn't. It could be a WAR file, right, that you built for a Java application. VSTS and TFS are basically enabling all vendors, no matter what language, no matter what platform. Because our build agent will happily run on a Linux machine, it'll run on a Mac, and it'll run on Windows. So that basically brings things like iOS and Android development into the fold of what we can do here at Microsoft. So we add value on any software platform. And the tools that we have enable that with continuous integration and continuous deployment that are built directly into our tool set.
That's awesome. So now what are you doing for your customers? Are you showing them how to use the tools? Are you changing the processes?
I'm actually helping shape the tools to make sure that they address the concerns of our customers.
So you're talking more to Microsoft than to the end user?
Oh, absolutely not. No. Well, I talk to both of them. I'm kind of like the mediator between the PMs that handle our build, our release, and our testing tools to our customers external who are saying, okay, Donovan, this is the problem that we're trying to solve. Do your tools actually solve that? If they do, I show them how. And if they don't, I bring that input back to our dev teams and say, hey, guys, we have a gap here that we need to fill because our customers are feeling pain. And we go back in and we close that gap.
Oh, very cool. Who are your customers?
Oh my gosh, I have spoken to Verizon, Alaska Airlines, American Airlines. You name a big customer, you'd be surprised how much Microsoft is in those organizations. So, Jet.com. I mean, the list is really, really large, and it's amazing because it's funny when I'm on a call with someone like, hey, I use your product, right? They're a customer of ours, but I'm a big fan of them as well. So it's kind of neat to be able to help them and stuff like that. It's always a joy.
Before the internet got big, I was a Best Buy addict.
Gotcha.
I had a chance to work at Best Buy as a consultant for a long time.
I remember I was on the phone with Whataburger, which if you're from down south, you'll recognize who that is, but it's a fast food restaurant. I love their shakes, and I remember I had to tell them on the call, we're done talking about DevOps. I love your shakes.
If I come
so
work
good.
Here, do I get shakes?
Exactly. So that's what I do on a daily basis is try to make sure that Microsoft has the best DevOps offering in the world.
Tell me about the big pain points that you see among the customers.
First of all, it's the people part. Remember I mentioned that in the definition I said people, process, and products. We have you covered when it comes to products, but the problem is the people. A lot of people are afraid to change. They're comfortable doing things the way they've been doing it for 30 years, and here we are coming in with a new way of writing software and delivering value. Mm-hmm. And we first have to get your people on board.
Sure.
If we can get your people on board, we have the tools that are going to govern your process, but that's the biggest fight and the biggest pain point there. And then we have a customer.
So I want to stop on that.
Sure,
I was a consultant for a long time, and I agree with you. It's a big problem. Is it better to start with the up at the top and have the mandate? This is the way it's going to be, or is it better to talk to the people actually doing the work and convince them?
I think it almost needs to happen from both directions. You need to have input so that people understand why these changes are occurring.
Okay.
Because again, change is scary for everyone.
Sure.
And if the devs are trying to force it upon the CEOs, and all of a sudden they see a slowdown in velocity as we start to turn on some of these best practices, which will then yield benefits later on.
Right.
But we have to pay at some point or another to get into that time frame.
People up to speed.
Exactly. And if the CIs and if the C-level execs don't understand that, all they see is a slowdown in productivity.
Sure.
And then they're going to put pressure back on you to ramp up your productivity because they don't understand why it's slowing down.
Right.
So you have to make sure that they're on board on what we're going to do now is we're going to lay the foundation and the framework so that we're going to be faster than we've ever been in the future, but we got to get that muscle built now. And so I want to make sure that everyone is involved. Now, if I only had to go one way or the other, it's easier to start from the top.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If I can get a mandate from a C-level executive that this is what you're going to do,
then
it's really easy. Trying to convince a C-level exec that thinks he knows better, that the devs actually have the right idea, is much more difficult.
Okay, we're back. We had a little technical difficulties, which is why we're wearing different clothes.
I'm not actually. This is I only speak in a black shirt, so I have five of these things.
We could have pulled this off.
Exactly. I have five of these shirts, and I have an emergency one in my car at all times.
We ran out of batteries is what happened. Just before we were on. I was just about to ask you about the tooling. TFS and
VSTS.
VSTS, which are almost the same product. One's on-premise, one's
in the
cloud. What are some of the features that actually help you do your job better?
We have, for example, the work item tracking that allow you to track all your features, give you backlogs, give you Kanban boards, task boards. So that's kind of like the fuel that drives your DevOps pipeline is the ideas. Then we have source control, and we both have centralized version control, and we also have Git support for distributed version control.
That's kind of nice, yeah.
Yes,
that goes
exactly.
Right through Visual Studio Teams services.
Visual Studio Team Services, yeah, exactly. So you have whatever version control you want to use, you can use.
Right.
including if you want to use something like GitHub or Subversion, right. But those don't come from us, but we do have integrations with them. That's going to feed into our build system, so we have a completely automated CI build system that will run all your unit tests. And then from there, like a baton in a relay race, we take the code from build and we give it over to RM, our release management system, that will then deploy it for you out into your environments like dev, QA, and prod. And while it's doing that, it can even run additional automated tests, it can run load tests. And then finally, at the end, we have something called Visual Studio Application Insights that actually gives you that telemetry and the monitoring of your application. So Microsoft is the only one that has everything that you need.
That is an amazing.
Yeah, it's the breadth of the of products that we have, I think it's unparalleled.
Right. In the open source world, this product exists, but you have to tie them all together.
Exactly. And what's really interesting, it came up in a talk today, you can still use a lot of your open source technology with our technology, right?
Sure.
So again, this is the whole new Microsoft. So if you're already using Maven or Ant or Gradle or Grunt, you don't have to stop using
those.
Exactly. Our build system already understands those and will run those builds for you too. If you're already using Jenkins and you want to integrate with our RM, it'll integrate in easily. So we're really trying to make sure that everyone on any language and any platform can take advantage of VSTS and TFS.
I like the way we're reducing the friction.
Absolutely. We want it to be effortless to get you all the way into the cloud even, right? So, I mean, I stopped it at Application Insights, but we could have deployed directly into Azure as well, which very few people have a cloud and Application Insights and a development environment like we do here at Microsoft.
Excellent. You know, you're writing about this online.
Oh,
right?
Always,
you
have
a blog?
Yeah, I have a blog at donovanbrown.com. And the best way to follow me on my blog is to actually follow me on Twitter, at Donovan Brown, because every time I blog, I tweet the URL, so it's the easiest way to keep up with me. So, yeah, Donovan Brown is the way to go, and you'll get me at .com or on Twitter.
Lots of writing, lots of speaking, too. What's coming up for
you? Oh, my goodness, yeah. I just spoke to the guys from New Zealand, so it doesn't look like I'll be doing New Zealand for sure, but I'm not sure I'm going to be doing any other overseas ones. I also do Build. I'll do Ignite North America as well, and hopefully when Connect comes around again, I'll get to get in that keynote one more time, because that keynote was amazing this year.
Donovan, you are a busy man. I really appreciate
you
taking
my pleasure.
Time to talk to me.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye. I love working at Microsoft, because here we enable our friends to do amazing things with technology.